Hi, this is Corey Sear from the Group Revealer. We're hanging out with WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
The EBFN.
Block it.
Evidence-based fiction network radio.
Street stop. Block it. Muscle guy. Speed car. Cop car. Shotgun. Cop car. Noise ordinance. Hot night. Drive it. Run it. Knock, knock.
It's EBFN, the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio. Sundays at 3:30 on Wave Farm Radio for open ears. WGXC, Accra, 90.7 FM.
Who listens to radio? Go where you go, medium called radio. That's with you every night, through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Justin of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Claverick Democrats Friday, March 26, announced its selection of candidates for town board and clerk, as well as its endorsement of incumbent Columbia County Judge Richard Kowig. According to a press release, the committee's goal is to change town leadership. Stephanie Sussman, committee chair, said, and I quote, "Claverick has an opportunity this year. Our town developed a comprehensive plan for the future in 2008, but most of the goals outlined in the plan were never realized. We need new leaders to update Claverick's comprehensive plan and actually do their jobs to get it done. Claverick's future is on the ballot," end quote. The committee is supporting Kathleen Proper for Claverick Town Supervisor. Proper is a lifelong county resident and has nearly 20 years of experience in the field of human resources. She has implemented programs both locally and internationally. The committee also endorsed Brenda Schufelt and Brian York for two open town board seats. If elected, each would serve a four-year term. Schufelt is a native of Columbia County, had a career in public education, was involved in her school union, and recently retired as program director of the Hudson Area Library. York is a native of Claverick and a lifelong Columbia County resident. He has experience in emergency services, oversight of the use of government property by utility providers, and securing revenue sources for government. He is a former Ancrum Town magistrate, volunteer fireman, and Democratic committee member. The committee also endorsed Nat Drake for Claverick Town Clerk and Tax Collector. Drake, an artist and educator, has been living in Philmont for almost a decade, where he has worked as a teacher of music and art. The Claverick Democrats also endorsed Kowig, who is seeking his second 10-year term. Read more about this story at claverickdemocrats.org. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Huntertown officials are raising concerns about Greene County's proposal to build a new radio communications tower next to Town Hall and the lack of community input. In November, the county legislature approved a 120-foot radio tower to be erected about 500 feet off Route 23A. Officials lamented this week that the project was not submitted to the town planning board. Town Board Member David Kuchel said, and I quote, "Our concerns are purely that we'd like to have the tower presented to the public, similarly to what we do with most building projects with that type of impact, so the public is aware and able to make comments," end quote. He added, and I quote, "The tower is going to make a lasting impact on what the environment looks like and the scenery," end quote. Town Board Member Sean Mahoney agreed. He said, and I quote, "As presented, I'm not in support of it," end quote. He added, and I quote, "In particular, one of my main issues is that we are not getting any community input," end quote. The county put the project out to bid in March. Kuchel said he was under the impression the proposal would be submitted to the town planning board in a gesture of good faith. Mahoney said he was unsure why the tower was necessary. He said, and I quote, "We weren't really given a great scientific explanation of why this tower is needed," end quote. Greene County Emergency Manager Specialist David King said the Hunter Relay Tower is necessary in order to make the Twilight Park Tower fully functional. King said, and I quote, "The Twilight Park Tower is critical because it covers North and South Lake, Catskill Fall, and Horseshoe Bend," end quote. "None of the other radio towers provide coverage in that area," end quote. Kuchel also expressed concerns about more towers being needed in the future. He said, and I quote, "We still need to build out more sites, not necessarily towers. The idea is to build a complete ring from one tower to another so that if something happens at any one location, radio traffic goes the other way and we don't have any critical failures," end quote. King said specific locations for radio communications points are a work in progress. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. The Bethlehem School District could become one of the first school districts in New York to have a fleet of fully electric school buses. District residents will vote May 18th on a bus purchase proposition that would begin the transition from a fleet of traditional diesel fuel vehicles to zero-emission electric buses. The Board of Education voted on March 17th to approve the plan. However, the bus purchase plan is not finalized yet, officials said, and it could include 9 electric buses or a combination of electric and diesel buses. The district's 2021-22 budget proposal is expected to be finalized April 14th. Board of Education President Holly Dellenbaugh said in a statement, and I quote, "We have determined the time is right to seek approval to begin making this change to our fleet of vehicles," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "District administrators are working hard to leverage all available incentives to allow the district to evolve its fleet in a cost-neutral way," end quote. Bethlehem Central School District Chief Business and Financial Officer Judith Keough said the plan includes the purchase of up to 9 electric buses in 2022 for the total cost of just under $1.7 million. Electric charging stations are included in the proposition. State aid for the buses and the charging stations would total approximately $1 million in grants from the New York State Energy and Research Development Agency, or NYSERDA. Keough said, and I quote, "We are excited by the possibilities of building an electric school bus fleet, yet we understand the many variables at play, and we ultimately rely on the community to let us know if we are headed in the right direction," end quote. Read the full story in the Ravenna, in the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice week. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 58 degrees. It will be partly cloudy Saturday night with a temperature low of around 41. And on Sunday, showers mainly after 7 a.m. with a temperature high near 56 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 36 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ralph Gartner of Volation, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Number
10,
number
9,
number
8,
number
7,
number
6,
number
5,
number
4,
number
3,
number
2,
number
1.
As we go about our work, sickness and disease in every nook and cranny lurk. We may soon succumb beneath this ever-present threat, but you cannot avoid it, so it's meaningless to fret. Retching nausea, headache, fever, spots before the eyes, and you can't eat or sleep or know ever will end. We may need to vomit, but you can't get out of bed. You may think that bells are ringing loudly in your head. You may get the drops or maybe doubled up in pain. You may get so sick that you'll not get sick again. Give your sickness to your family and friends, and it goes around and round, and it may never
number
7,
number
6,
number
5,
number
4,
number
3,
number
2,
number
1.
Mm-hmm.
Never encouraged Americans to get vaccinated.
Promoted the shots, not whine about getting credit. Like when he got his prick, no mention he was getting it. Please take this remedy, make COVID a memory. And when it's time, get vaccinated. Please don't decline. Get your shot and we can get concerts and sports events. The summer could be so nice.
Please just get your vaccine. We're so close to our dream. Put an end to this quarantine.
Really want an indoor time.
Thank you, Guam.
Definitely no surprise. Anti-vax are spreading lies.
Damn it, Guam.
The administration would like you to take this vaccine. Joe Biden told you last week, if you don't, you can't celebrate the 4th of July.
With so much hesitation, we'll never get out of this mess. Screwing the nation, of course, it's the Republicans. Voters all said Biden, now thank God we've got Biden. And now, incidentally, the cases have declined. Vaccine's a miracle from science.
Miracle.
Need everyone's compliance. A shot or two will suffice.
Please just get your vaccine. We're so close to our dream. Put an end to this quarantine.
Guarantee that you'll be fine.
These are safe and effective products.
Number 7.
We have a long distance dedication. This goes out to anybody who is on the list for a vaccine, but hasn't gotten one yet.
Thank you. Number six. Sitting here in limbo, She's the only one, oh, that puts her very first date. She let me kiss her, and from that moment on, I couldn't resist her. When I thought was touched, I felt the thunder, an endurable smile took me under. She had infectious lips and a real smooth walk. She turned me on, just by the way she talked. I called my doctor, I said, "Doctor, please," but it was too late. I had a love disease.
She's untamed, untamed, and I can't get enough, can't get enough of her.
Number.
Thank you.
hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I wanna be the one with you, just the two of us.
Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are gonna get brighter. number two.
Could you maybe at some point just like curse or say something completely Looney Tunes or offensive? The other guy used to do that, and it just made this whole thing a little funnier. I'm just trying to work with you here.
We're live in 3, 2...
Welcome back. I'm joined now by a man some people believe is the President of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden. Robinette?
Yes.
Don't even have to write a joke about that. Joe, can I call you Joe?
No.
Girl, we have a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about.
As the coronavirus continues to wreak havoc, Americans are getting restless and frustrated, if you know what I mean.
One of the disappointments when we came into office is the circumstance relating to how the administration was handling COVID was even more dire than we thought. We thought they indicated there was a lot more vaccine available.
And it didn't turn out to be the case.
Because we're doing so much testing.
Huh? Oh. Excuse me, I think I must have fallen a...
You don't ask Biden tough questions.
Ha! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I'm still having flashbacks. Sometimes he visits me in my dreams.
So we're pushing as hard as we can to get more vaccine manufactured.
You now say we'll have enough supply for every adult to be vaccinated by May. Does this mean I can go to Cancun for spring break with Ted Cruz and the gals?
Well, I didn't say that.
Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine. Keep me protected from COVID-19. Tell me the trick to how I'm a Moderna. Fix up that magic Pfizer or Moderna. Biden, give me a poke. They call you sleepy, but you're pretty woke. I'm so tired of quarantine. Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine.
Please bring me Jay.
Hey Joe Biden, where's my vaccine? I need a rollout that's good for a queen. Grab your syringe, but make sure you clean it. Stick it in me like you really mean it. Biden, hey Mr. Biden, I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I'm really not afraid.
Inoculate me so I can get laid.
Give it to me now.
I don't mean to sound obscene, but I want my freaking vaccine.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Robinettes.
Oh, won't you stay?
Please.
I'm numb.
I see.
Mr. Biden.
Yes.
Bring my vaccine. I want to trick or treat when we hit Halloween. Give me that double dose and make me go out cheap so I can plant a kiss on Dr. Fauci. Oh, Mr. Biden. To watch. Girl, I'm so tired of quarantine. Mr. Biden, bring us. Please, 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 Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine.
Just one tiny prick so we can freaking leave the house.
Robinette?
Yes.
Number one.
Comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
I'm announcing that I will direct all states, tribes, and territories to make all adults eligible to be vaccinated no later than May 1.
The smiles returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been.
Let me say that again. All adult Americans will be eligible to get a vaccine no later than May 1. That's much earlier than expected. Let me be clear. That doesn't mean everyone's going to have that shot immediately, but it means you'll be able to get in line beginning May 1. Every adult will be eligible to get their shot. To do this, we're going to go from a million shots a day that I promised in December, before I was sworn in, to maintaining, beating our current pace of 2 million shots a day.
You can be absolutely certain that this is going to end and we will get back to normal.
Thank you. No, 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 no,